Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. We're wrapping up this year in music with Rolling Stone writer and critic for NPR's All Things Considered, Will Hermes. All of the artists' songs and albums we're talking about can be found online at WAMC.org. Will, what would you like to talk about next?
Let's jump over to hip-hop for a minute. It was a really great year for hip-hop. A lot of great tracks by women rappers. Azalea Banks was my favorite. She put out an EP that was fantastic called 212. And Nicki Minaj had some killer tracks, Bees in the Trap being probably my favorite. But the rap album of the year, I think, is by a young man named Kendrick Lamar, and he's from Compton, the Los Angeles suburb best known as a hometown to Dr. Dre, who helped him out both on the album and in his career in general. N.W.A. Sort of put that town on the map as a rap town. But Kendrick Lamar is a very modern MC. He's almost like a young Kanye West before the ego kind of blew completely out of control.
Kanye's good, but he knows it.
Exactly. And this is maybe a counterintuitive pick for a New Year's sort of show, but it's called Swimming Pools Drank. And it's a song about drinking to excess. So maybe it actually is a perfect song to play. And very sophisticated. He's using a number of different voices. There are different characters in the song. And it's basically about wrestling with a drinking problem. Kendrick Lamar.
Faded. Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flats, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, "Yo, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour. Drink. Headshot. Drink. Sit down. Drink. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Fade it. Drink. Fade it. Drink.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick. If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
That's Kendrick Lamar, and his album is Good Kid, Mad City.
So let's listen to some of my favorite women singers of the year, not to like ghettoize them or anything, but it's just there were three records which I returned to a whole bunch. One was by Sharon Van Etten called Tramp, came out early this year. It's not her first record, but she went from being a really intriguing folk rock singer to being a little bit more of a rock singer. Mm-hmm. And the song Serpents is probably the best example.
A close call.
Sharon Van Etten's song Serpents from the record Tramp. And next, a song we have played before, but it was way earlier in the year, and it's your favorite country song?
You know, I'm a little embarrassed to pick a song by two young sisters from Sweden as my favorite country song. But
don't be embarrassed.
You know what? I mean, what can I say? It's the name of the song is Emmy Lou, and yes, it is a sort of a tribute to Emmy Lou Harris, the great country singer. But really uses her and Graham Parsons and Johnny Cash and June Carter as more as like metaphors for musical and romantic relationships song, and the harmonies are just absolutely killer in the way that sibling country harmonies are just, it's the best. So, Emmy Lou.
First Aid Kit with Emmy Lou from their album The Lion's Roar. And now a song that I've not played on the roundtable at all this year, even though it's like the ubiquitous song. It was the song of the summer, certainly.
It was song of the summer, kind of the song of the year, just completely inescapable. I don't know if it's ever been played on NPR
I'm
anywhere.
Sure it has.
Maybe it has.
I'm sure it has. How could they get away from it?
I know.
It's been parodied in a number of ways that might have gotten it on.
That's right. And also, I should note that I heard the song played at a exhibition of dog tricks.
What?
it was at the Sheep and Wool Festival.
Oh, okay. That makes more
in
sense.
In Rhinebeck. And there was a dog named Maybelline, and the dog's sort of a nickname was Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, while Maybe was like jumping up in the air, flipping around, catching frisbees and balls, they played this song by Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
Of course, Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. It's a fun song. The first time I heard it was Personalities from NPR. It was already very popular, but I just miss things in the bubble in which I exist.
Exactly.
And
I'm with you.
NPR National Personalities read the lyrics. And at the end, Susan Stamberg goes, "This is the most popular song in America?" Okay.
Okay. It might not be great literature, but it as pop music?
No, it's good. I love Can't Get Enough of All the Other Boys. Just that phrase gets stuck in my head.
And it made an impact culturally in a way that I think is really illustrative of what pop music does now, in that there were hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't know, of these kind of fan videos.
Sure.
There's
got to be a uke version.
Right.
Certainly at least one.
People covered the song. They lip sank to the song. They danced to the song. And it went viral, as they say. But it's a remarkable, remarkable tune. So maybe that's a good way to sort of wrap up the discussion of this past year.
I have nothing against wrapping up the year with something that is just fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's okay.
But, you know, we can actually look forward, because I have one track, which I'm quite fond of, from an album that's not going to be out until next month.
As it is the 28th of December.
Yes.
That means the world didn't end on the 21st of December. So let's look toward the next year.
Yes, which I am all about. And this song feels very New Year-ish. It's from a record by Yola Tengo, a long-running indie rock band, really among the forebears of indie rock. There was a great biography written about them by Jesse Jarno, which if you have an interest in indie rock, you should check it out, called A Big Day Coming. Their new record is called Fade. This song is called Om, not as in the yoga chant. But the electrical measurement, OHM. And the song is about how sometimes the bad guys win and sometimes the good guys lose and sometimes times are hard. But, you know, you just got to hold on to your beliefs, soldier forward, and try to do good work. And it seems appropriate for Yola Tengo because they've done that, and maybe for all of us.
Sometimes the bad guys are out on top. Sometimes.
That's Yola Tango. Their album coming out early next year is Fade. That song is called Ohm. Will, it now is when I ask you in front of all of our listeners if we can renew your contract for 2013. Your no pay, thanks for doing it, you're a great guy contract.
Hey, I've got a pen here somewhere. Just show me where to sign.
Will Hermes is a senior critic for Rolling Stone and a contributor to NPR's All Things Considered. He is also the author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York that changed music forever. To learn more, visit lovegoestobuildingsonfire.com. The Roundtable's best of lists from music, movies, and books are online at tinyurl.com/rtbestof. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.